afternoon. Good afternoon. We're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, November 14th. And today we've got some results from the Northern California Super Prestige of Cyclocross, Southridge Mountain Biking, also the Fresno Cyclocross Series champions from the first completed series in Northern Cal, the homegrown Cyclocross, just in now. And also we're going to have a call-in, hopefully, from John Prosser. He'll update us on Taleo Racing. And another call-in from Eddie, possibly, on Ultracross. This is the insane multiple hours of cyclocross racing where you race over and over and over again. And so just in right now, the Fresno Homegrown Series Cyclocross Champions, Elite Men's Jeremiah Root. And in the Elite Women, Felicia Gomez. Masters A Men, Keith DeFiber. Men's B's, Matt Hansen. Masters Men's B's, Guy Van Natta. And in the single speeds, Ryan Brooks. Women's category C's, Aaron Sasser. Men's Cat C's, Stephen Scheidel. And in the Masters Men C's, Les Hansen. And Junior Men, Ryan Brooks. That was the homegrown series of cyclocross in Fresno. Congratulations to all those champions. And the first Northern Cal cyclocross series finishing up. Let's go to more race results right now. Okay, what do we got for race results here? Northern Cal, we've got the Sierra Point Night Cyclocross. Sierra Point Night Cross held on November 12th. Men's Cat C's, third place going to Nathaniel Capinos, riding for Peninsula Velo, Pomodoro. Herb Book taking second for Zeitgeist Racing, and Team Roaring Mouse's Kurt Martin taking the win. In the men's Masters 55s, third place going to Jamie Willen, riding for Sterling Sports Group. Webcor Altavelo's George Smith taking second, and Cal Giant Strawberries specialized cycling team Norm Kreese picking up the win. Women's category C, third place going to Petra Kiergerg, Team Mellow Motors. Bess Tonkinson in second, and your winner, Sarah Powers. Junior women, third place going to Jane Wynn. Second place, Missing Links, Emily Anderson Merritt. And Tierra Linda's Kara Woods picking up the win in the junior women. Junior men's 10 through 14. Ethan Jansen making the podium for Big Swing and Cycles. John Christensen from DJs taking second. And also from DJs, Robert Terra taking the win. Cat men's C 35 plus Masters. Third place going to David Blizzard, Peninsula Velo, Pomodoro. Team Roaring Mouse's Jay Parkhill picking up second. And CycleCore.com, Ron Stade taking the win in the category C 35 plus men's. Single speed A's, Philip Sims from another bike shop taking third place. MASH SS Charles Christensen taking second. And Squadrovis Kurt Wolfgang picking up the win. In the Masters 35 Plus Cat B's, Justin Bucktrout from Delore Grotta Racing was your winner. Masters 45's B's, Matthew Gregory, riding for Fun Sports Bikes Cycling Team, taking that win. Category B Men's, third place going to Jeremiah Kyle from Taleo Racing. SF2G's Aaron Nathan in second, and third pillar's Jonathan Creer taking the win. The Elite Women, third place, Bike Station Aptos, Ellen Sherrill in third place. Ratballs' Sarah Bomberger taking second. And Team Ran Bumpski Law's Karen Brems taking the win. Women's Cat B's, Chica Sexy's Leah Plack was your winner. And full details for the November 12th Sierra Point Night Cross results can be found at BayAreaCX.com. In Southern California, South Ridge, USA, in Fontana, annual challenge, November 19th and 20th, race results in the cross country.
Third place going to Loan Bingeli. Second place, David K. And your winner, Waylon Smith. And again, that was in the downhill. I think I said cross country. I meant downhill race results at South Ridge for the pro men. Downhill pro women, Joy Martin taking that win. And in the juniors, Trevor Ellingham was your winner there. Pro veterans, Joe Piacentino picking up the win. Extra men 18 and under, Luca Cometti was your winner there. In the cross country, South Ridge, cross country pro men's, third place Eric Bierman, second place going to Cody Phillips, and your winner Waylon Smith. Pro vets, Derek Herman, riding for Bear Valley Bikes, taking that win. And expert men's 59 and over, Richard Manzella taking the win. And in the sport, women 35 and over, Nicole Piacentino picking up the win there as well. And in the single speed men 34 and under, Dan Burdett was your winner there. You can find full details and full results at southridgeusa.com.
Okay, and we got John Prosser from Taleo Racing updating us a little bit. We got a little update on Taleo Racing from John Prosser. Let's see what John has to say here.
Lights, camera, traction. We're off to Oregon for the cyclocross season. If you're a cyclist in Oregon, in the autumn, it's all about cyclocross. Cyclocross is absolutely huge here. And what's the difference between here and Europe, where the sport originated from? Well, in Oregon, it's all about participation. Here, people turn out in their hundreds to race. The events every week during September, October, November have every type of category you can imagine. You've got Kiddies Cross, you've got Clydesdale, you've got right the very first beginners, and you've got your elite fields right at the end there. And these events, they're more like festivals. You've got all your trappings, you've got your sponsors' tents, you've got beer, you've got fries, you've got spectators ringing their cowbells. They're just excellent ways to go out, get muddy, and have some fun on the weekend. And also, of course, from a cyclist perspective, you get the added benefit of improving your handling on the bike, and it's a great way to keep fit. These races vary from about half an hour to 45 to an hour long, and they are a lot of fun. So my recommendation this winter, if you're looking for something a little bit different to get through the months and keep your fitness that you've worked so hard for over the summer, then try cyclocross. Even better, make your way up to Oregon and take part in some of the races here. See you there. Bye.
All right. Thank you, John. John Prosser with Taleo Racing, Northern Cal, recommending cyclocross in Oregon. Let's go to some upcoming events right now.
Some upcoming events. The Single Speed World Championship Cyclocross. That's right, Single Speed Cyclocross World Championships at Golden Gate Park, November 18th through the 20th in San Francisco. Race day is on Sunday, November 20th, with a world-class course featuring oversized obstacles, the likes of which you have never seen. Men's C. Clydesdale Juniors Tandem and Women's starts out at 9 a.m. with a feature women's events at 1 p.m. and men's events at 2 p.m. Don't miss the details of that at sscxwc2011.com. And the 4 o'clock p.m. post-race party and dinner at the Buckshot Restaurant Bar as well. So, again, that's sscxwc2011.com for the Single Speed World Championships presented by Sheila Moon in Golden Gate. Also up in the north, we've got the 2011
Northern Cal State Cyclocross Championships on December 4th. December 4th, that's in Toro Park in Salinas. Racing starts at 9 a.m. with the men's category 3s and 4s, Cat C's, and finishing up with the feature elite men's at 1:30 p.m. Again, that's in Salinas at Toro Park. Part of the Central Coast Cyclocross Series. Visit cccxcycling.com for details on that upcoming event in Northern Cal. Southern Cal, round one of the Winter Series Black Mountain Cross Country Mountain Bike Racing is on Saturday, December 3rd. And that's in Black Mountain, brought to you by Racers and Chasers. Also, marathon classes have been added to these races as well. The marathon racing will be 50 miles long. And this is, again, at the Black Mountain Cross Country Course in the San Diego area, Southern California. Visit racersandchasers.com for details on this cross-country mountain bike racing. Those of you Criterium racers, November 6th, the off-season Crit Upgrade Point Series, brought to you by Majestic Cycling, is on November 6th on a new course in Ontario. And that's also on December 4th as well. This is USA Cycling sanctioned. Women's Cat 3 4s, men's Cat 5s, 4s, 2s, and 3s. Full details at majesticcycling.com for the off-season Crit Upgrade Point Series coming up December 4th. And for your time trialists in Southern California, on November 24th, that's Thanksgiving Day, in Corona, the Tom's Farm time trials will take place. Racing for public as well as USAC categories, men, women, juniors, masters, and unlicensed categories, men, women, and tandems as well. Again, that's in Corona, coming up on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24, Tom's Farm Time at Trials, PacificSunsetVelo.com for all details on that, or SCNCA.org.
All right, upcoming events. Those were the upcoming events. Northern and Southern Cal, and Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing. Bike racing is what you need to race bikes, so we've got some occasional good stuff here. We've got Coach Troy. If you ever want to become a better climber, listen in on what Coach Troy has to say about becoming a better climber. Let's go to Coach Troy.
In order to be a better cyclist, you have to develop the ability to climb hills well. And climbing hills well is a function of your power to weight ratio. So the less you weigh, the more power you produce, the stronger hill climber you'll be. And it's said that to win a hilly stage of the Tour de France, you have to be able to produce 6.7 watts per kilogram of body weight over the last 30 minutes. And that's a lot of power, and there's only a few human beings on this earth who are able to do that. But regardless, even as a recreational or a competitive cyclist, you're still going to be able to improve your hill climbing abilities. Beyond power to weight ratio and one's physical strength, gear selection when climbing is also very important. And the more experienced you are as a cyclist, the better you get at choosing the right gears. Really accomplished cyclists will be shifting gears all the time in order to dial in the right cadence. And as an example, most really good climbers will be climbing a grade from 4 to 6%, probably at a cadence around 70 to 80 RPMs. But of course, there are different riding styles. Some athletes will be pedaling at an even higher cadence, 90 RPMs or higher, whereas some others will be climbing at a lower cadence, say 60 RPMs or a little bit higher. So it really depends on your riding style. But in general, the idea is that you have to get good at selecting the right gear inch in order to match your climbing style and get into a good rhythm. How you approach a hill is really important. When you're on a rolling hilly course, one of the techniques you use is to utilize your momentum to help carry you up the hill as far as you can. So you attack the bottom of the hill, and as you start climbing the hill, you continue to work hard, utilizing that momentum to propel yourself up the hill as far as you can. Then once you find yourself starting to bog down and your cadence starts to drop, you either stand up or shift to an easier gear and stay seated and continue to manage your energy appropriately up the hill. Now, as you start getting towards the top, you work hard to punch it over the top, and then you get back into your rhythm, get back in your seat, get back into your rhythm, and start going down hard on the other side. Body position when climbing is very important. And one technique a lot of experienced cyclists use is they scoot themselves back on their saddle a little bit to be able to utilize those strong muscles in the hamstrings and the glutes. In addition, they keep their upper bodies really nice and quiet or very still, as well as keeping their hands relaxed. So they're not wasting any energy. They're only using their legs to help propel themselves up the hill. Another thing you'll find with extended climbs is an experienced cyclist will shift their body position frequently to utilize very, very slight minor changes in their body position and therefore utilizing different muscle groups. And that's really important so that you don't fatigue a certain muscle group. So for climbs that might last over 5 minutes, you're going to want to shift a little bit on your saddle back and forth, as well as change hand position. Go from the top of the bars to the hoods. The way you manage your energy when climbing a hill, especially a longer hill, is very important. So when you are at the bottom of the hill or starting the climb, get into your rhythm right away. One mistake a lot of people make is they attack the bottom of a long climb too hard, which puts them in oxygen debt very early on, and it's hard to get out of that debt. So the key is, instead of attacking the bottom of the hill, is start the hill at a controlled pace and get into a rhythm. Now, most climbs, you'll find yourself hovering around your lactate threshold. That's a given, especially if you're in a race situation. So obviously, you need to be fit in order to do that, but don't get yourself very anaerobic at the very start of a climb, or you'll find yourself drifting back in the pack, and that's counterproductive. So as you start the climb, you get into your rhythm, you're going through your gear selection changes to get into that nice cadence, what I call sweet spot, and then you're changing your hands position. Then as you start to reach the top of the climb, say in the last 20% of the climb, that's when you want to start picking it up. That's when a lot of athletes start backing it off. But in order to be competitive, you want to start picking it up so that when you are about to crest the hill, you're really pushing it hard and using your momentum to go over the top, and then you're pushing yourself down the other side. Then you can start recovering a little bit. But don't make the mistake of losing that momentum. So that last 20% or so of the climb, push yourself harder to gain more momentum and punch yourself over the top of the hill. Pedaling technique is also a critical component to becoming a better climber. When you're climbing a hill, you don't necessarily want to be pedaling with a toe down technique, as some beginner and even some intermediate cyclists will do. Again, it's somewhat related to your riding style, but a lot of really good climbers will pedal with an ankling style of riding, meaning that when they're pushing down, they'll extend with their foot. And then you've all probably heard of the analogy of pulling back as if you're wiping mud off the bottom of your shoe, and then pulling up through the top of your shoe with your heel down. And that's really important because that way you're utilizing more of the overall pedal stroke, you're able to produce more power throughout the entire pedal stroke, and you're pedaling more efficiently that way. Once you start losing your momentum when you're seated, which by the way is a more efficient way to climb, and the grade pitches up, for example, and you need to gain more momentum, then you can stand up. And when you stand up, you're going to pop up out of your saddle, and you're going to gently rock the bike back and forth using your momentum and not so much muscle strength to propel the bike up the hill, okay? And then once you've gained that momentum, then you can sit back down in the saddle and resume your seated climbing. Standing up requires a lot more energy. So once you feel your muscles really starting to fill up with that lactic acid, really starting to burn, that's when you need to sit back down and get back into that nice fluid, seated cadence and pedaling style. As with anything, it takes a while to become better and to improve. And repetition is definitely the mother of success when it comes to becoming a better climber. So you need to go out there, do hill repeats, do hill climbing specific work on your trainer. Anything that you can do in order to improve your pedaling style and improve your power output, that's going to make you a better climber. And one day you'll be climbing as if you have helium in your tires.
Right. Thank you, Coach Troy. And sorry about the technical difficulties. We are having a hell of a time with our board today. Which brings us to our next point. We are a nonprofit. Send us some donations so we can get our board fixed here. See what's going on here. Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Well, did the best we could with considering what we have. That's it for the show today. We're going to cut the show short. Hope it didn't have anything to do with the Staples Center being on fire as I drove in here, but there's smoke coming out of Occupy LA. Bike Sport Radio, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.